Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We had the machlokes, but Aninus Laila is a deraisa derabbanan. The Gemara says that, and it makes it up kavina whether or not a person that was an Einan on the day of Erev Pesach, Yudalit, he's an Einan, whether and midaraisa is an Einan on the day, but midarabbanan, midarabbanan, there could be a din that he's an Einan balayla, and normally he would not be able to eat basar kachim. On the other hand, let's say the din would be a deraisa on Eidus Laila, then the carbon, the achila of the carbon Pesach would not be nidcha. And in this, the Gemara brought about machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Gemara brought, and the Gemara says, like the towards the middle, a little past the middle, man tahana, who's the tahana who holds that it's kaifis the laila be the rabbanan only? Man tahana, adidas laila be the rabbanan, Rabbi Shimoni. The sanya adidas laila is be dibre taira, dibre Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Anita Slila is their Isa, and Rabb Shimon Aimer, Aina, Aina, Midibrei, Taira, Ela, Midibrei, Seifrim. And Araya, Shahre Yomra, Aina, Taival, Yechel, as peace, Maliarev. They said that an Aina is able to be Taival, and then eat his carbon Pesach, Liarev, even though normally he can't have a life of kutchen. And on that, the Gemara had a steerer. That's, this stira is going to take a prominent place in what the Gemara is going to be dealing with now for a long time. We're straight to Gemara. We have, and what is the shita of Reb Shimon? Does Reb Shimon hold that Adidas Laila is the rice or the rabbanon? We just said that he holds it's rabbanon. The summer of Shimon Adidas Laila be the rabbanon b'hatanya. We have a pasuk. Reb Shimon Aimer Aidan and Mishalech Karbanaisav. And why is it Aidan not Mishalech Karbanaisav? My love, Afilim, but Pesach, Lachar means even the Pesach. Something about no, lo, Lavar, me Pesach. Maybe Pesach he could send, because I need a sly law. Is it Drabonin? And that the Gemara says, no, that is unacceptable. But Tanya, because we learned that it was a Daraisa. Well, Tanya Reb Shimon Aimer, look what we have over here, like we said this already. A shlamim, when we have the word shlamim, kishahu shalem, maybe, the aid of maybe, kishahu ainam. He's, when he is in a state of contentment, then he's able to bring it, but not when he's upset. It's an item. Benayin the rabbis. Okay, that's a shlomim. That's when he can bring a shlomim. He cannot bring a shlomim as a nainan. Mashma, it's even a deraisa, shlomim. Menayin the rabbis is a taida. Everybody is a taida because nechalus besimcha kishlomim. And if it says shlomim, we learn out from there it should be a deraisa, kipashkas. Menayin the rabbis is a ayla even. Everybody is a ayla. The Gemara brings the nainan, cannot bring an ayla. And the Gemara continues, Barbani, so maybe he can't bring, does he bring up Chorbaisa or Pesach, which is the key word that we have over here in this Braisa. He cannot bring, not only can he not bring up Chorbaisa, he can't even bring up Pesach. Which means that he cannot, it would seem to me that he holds that Anidas Laila is a deraisa. Barbani, so Chorbaisa, which came in by him al Chet. How do you know that it goes on a Chatos and Roshim that an Oida cannot bring it? And we have Talmud Leibar Sevach. We're learning Pesukim here. Minayin the Rabbi says, Oivis Rabbi Nachas, Vahayayin, Vahayetzim, Vahalavena, Vahalavena, Talmud Leibar, Shlomit, Karbada, Kol Karbadais, Shehu Meivi, Kishulal Shalem. So we see we're dashing here a Pesuk to tell me even that a Karbad Pesach cannot be brought. And now you're telling me that Adidas Laila is a drabbanan. Shu maybe kishu shale maybe kishu aydik. Tani mi is Pesach, and therefore, if we have Pesach, it means it's included in this pasuk that it's not nidcha, and he holds that's a deraisa. We have a steamer l'chayim Reb Shimon. Pesach is not included in this. And because I need to start talking about it, I have a pasuk. Teretz is, the pasuk must be in Asmachta. It's not really an innocent drasha. And Rav Sheshet Sommer by Pesach, Shalmei Pesach, doesn't mean the regular Pesach, it means the Shalmei Pesach, it refers to the Chagigas Yadalim. Yeah, it's not the Gemara, Yachi, Haida Shlomit, so what's the difference? It's a regular Chagigah. Tana Shlomit, Mabayim, Machmas Pesach, Tana Shlomit, Mabayim, Machmas Atzman. The Lo Tana Shlomit, Mabayim, Machmas Pesach, had it not added that, I would have thought maybe, Sokka Daita Chamina, Hoyo, Machmas Pesach, Asi, to go get a Pesach coming. Since Sif Kol Sif, it's coming because of the Pesach, maybe it hasn't been like the Pesach, just like the Pesach, according to the way we're saying. You're able to bring it, maybe you bring the Chagigah also. Come on, Shmuel, you don't bring the Chagigah. Now, this is what happened to say one thing, and it's like, hey, you hear very much in Pshat. With the way the Gemara is saying now, the Gemara is making a lot of dafke in the Brisa about the Isser of bringing Ba'aninus the Pesach. Kar Meiser or Pesach, even though that's the phrase, it's lumped, it's always, it's lumped it together over here. But it doesn't really mean Pesach, because Pesach involves the Chiyuv Karis. Now, that tells you about the din, it must be that Aninus Lila is only a Drabanan. Now, why, what is this din, that if a person is an Einon, he's not allowed to bring a shlomim. Why can he not bring a shlomim? Why would he not be able to bring a shlomim? He wouldn't be able to bring a shlomim if he's not shalim.
He's not shalim.
Okay. Why could, now, does that have anything to do with the achila at night? The achila of anything of the shlomim? Or not? What does it mean? That he cannot bring a shlomim. He can't bring a shlomim because he has to be in a contented mood. Nothing to do with Achila. The Ryan has nothing to do with Achila. He can't bring an oil either. He can't bring a carbon Aitzim. He can't bring an oil. Here we bring Marbe and oil. He can't send the Chatos either. A Chatos and Usher, things have nothing to do with his Achila. He's an oil and he's sending a Chatos. He doesn't need anything from a Chatos. He's sending an oiler. Doesn't eat anything from an oiler. Nobody eats from the oiler. And yet, if he's an oiler, he cannot bring it. Now, but a Pesach, by a Pesach, he could bring. Now, so we're saying from the fact that he could do it, it's a simen, the gabe, the achir, the nidus, flyless, drabon, and so they were doicha that. Maskin. Okay, they were doicha that. Left to the hakrava. What happened to the hakrava of the Pesach? Why is it any different than an oila?
The inter is achila, part of bringing up Pesach without eating it.
Yeah, but that's true. But if there is a din of that, you can't send, an oila cannot send the carbon for the hakrava either, right? I mean, you can't send an oila. Why can he not send an oila? Because he has to be in a good mood to even to have the hakrava of a carbon done for him. He can't have a carbon oilo that's brought. He can't have a chatos that's brought. These are things that have nothing to do with achilu. Yet he cannot do it. Now, I think, lechaira, why is this? Why is this true? So what's the Gemara telling us? Lechaira, what it's telling us is, if he's using this pasuk only as an asmachta, he holds that which he's not going to be able to make, the whole pasuk is an asmachta. Why can he not bring in the oil? Is that a derisa or a derabbanan? I think you have to say it's a derabbanan. And by Pesach, where the whole thing is chayef karis, he's going to be able to do it. But there's another reason also, of course. Besides, even if you'll tell me that it's a derabbanan, and he cannot have a hakrava of any carbon whatsoever, but that we're not worried about by Pesach. That part of Zavanim, because Pesach is karis. There's another thing to worry about. He's going to be eating the basar carbon. And that the Gemara says, no, but Aninus Lila must be a Drabbanan. There are two Drabbanans we're dealing with over here. There's the Drabbanan of Achila at night that were willing to waive. The Isser Drabanan were willing to waive it at night because Anidas Lila is a Drabanan. But there's another thing we have to take care of here also. Dalmayacha, the whole din, that you're going to be allowed, that you're going to be allowed to eat it. That's true. Baskin, we have it at Eitzah. Why at night? It's not going to be a problem because Anidas Lila is Drabanan. But we still have to deal with the Isser of breaking, sending the carbon matzah. Nothing to do with the Achila, Bahariah and Laila. The Teretz is, it must be, that now that day, that according to him, it's a Drabanan, the whole Pasuk is going to be an Asmachta. If you held that up, the Gemara did Darshan, over here from the Pasuk. The more Darshan it from the Pasuk, that you can't say that if you're an idol. You're saying by Pesach, you can. What happens if you actually show it? Must be the whole Pasuk is an Asmachta. What's the Pasuk is an Asmachta? And it includes even an idol? We're not bothered by Pesach either. There are two reasons, Lechaira, not to bring it. You wait just one second. I'm going to see if we see over here. The Gemara that brings the Eitzim. See, the Rashi learns the Nachum. Says, "For Eitzim, Abisnadeh Eitzim, maybe Korban Imahem." I see Rashi learns not even referring. We mentioned this yesterday. What are the Eitzim?
The Eitzim itself.
The Eitzim itself, or it's referring to the Korban with it. Ketani Bias Pesach, the Bishleim Akul Uikul Meimar Min Rabbanan. Bishleim, but all of them, we could say maybe it's in the Rabbanan. Maybe all of them are Drabanan. And therefore, they're all Drabanan. What does it mean, all of them? It means everybody. All the things are Drabanan. The whole Pasuk is not really a real Drasha. El Pasuk, El Pesach Kasha. Adaliyeho. The Tana Taibo Viejo Piskai. You're telling me that he's Tana Viejo Pisco. The Tana Viejo Viejo Pisco. So what do we do? Ketani Bias Pesach, the Bishlei Bekul, the week of the Meimar, mean the Rabbanan, the cross, Machta Biyab, we wouldn't be bothered by that. But here it's included here, it says Pesach also. Pesach Kasha. Kasha always said before, we learned the Tata Taifel, the Echo Pisco. How could it be telling over his here? We learned not like that. So the Gemara, we don't learn to take it out, Ketay Basma. But according to this, we'd be able to say, what happened to all the other ones? It must be because the whole data is only a drop on it. Says, well, HM, yeah, Tani B is Pesach. If it would not have said Pesach, we would not have had a problem. Had it not said Pesach, it would not have been a problem. Because we would have learned the whole thing is a drop on it. The whole thing is a drop on it. Pesach is not included because of the Chiyuv Karetz. But now that you're saying Pesach, also, it means that we'll learn to hope for Karabis, Teraisa. And even if you'll tell me it's not Teraisa, but it's going to be a sphere to what we said before, the Teraisa is that Pesach is not included. In which case, we could say the same way we said before, that why is Pesach not included if everything else is included? Because the whole thing is a Drabanan. The whole pasuk, the Rashi says, is an asmachta. So that she cannot send an oila. So it's an asmachta, l'chayri. You say that's an asmachta, he can't do it. Let's say there would be an issue to send an oila, me deraisa. How come you're going to send a Pesach, even if you hold on Iris Lila as a Drabanan? How would you be able to do that? If Anidas Lila is a Drabanan, I'm asking. But it's also to send an oila, deraisa. How would you be able to send a Pesach? Can't be any better, can't be any worse. It can't be any better than an Ailu. Achatas, you can't. There's no Achilu, but it's also with the rights of the send of Achatas and an Oshem. So how would we be able to send the Pesach? Must be the whole din of Adidas, the whole Pasuk is an Asmachta. And therefore, in light of the way we're saying, that's really what would come out. And that's the way we reconcile the Stira in Reb Shimon. He holds that Adidas Lila would be a Drabanan. He would hold the Lila Slila would be a Drabanan, And he holds over here, it's not a deraisa. But Ramariyah, my lokasher, another way. An eitzah number two. Ramariyah, my lokasher, kasha, beislom. Huh?
We have
Chizkir of Sheshes. Oh, yeah, all right. So that's how we learned the Brisek. Shlomo Bobach Bas Pesach is not included in that. Ramari Omar Lukashya, Kacha Beslo Besbi Adalid, Kavro Be Adalid. Makes enough Gemina. If it was Beslo Besbi Adalid, and the burial was on Yadalid, over there, it's going to be a Daraisa. Kacha Beslo Besbi Adalid, the Kavro Be Adalid. Beslo Besbi Adalid, the Kavro Be Adalid, Yai Bisa Taimis Leilo Be Daraisa. That's what he meant before. When that's what we made over here in the Brisa, where it says, type of slave, let me derisa, you would not be able to break the carbon Pesach, and we don't have to expunge the Girsa. The Girsa means Pesach, also car, Meiser, or Pesach. You cannot eat it. Why? I'll leave this line as derisa, because he died on Yadalah.
The next.
He died on Yadalah, and therefore the night to eat it is the night after the day of Yadalah.
No, it's not.
Where it's the case where we said before he could eat it. Where was Beis Lo Beis Be a Gibel? The Kavra be a Dalit. Yaim Kvura. Midrabanan ain't a type of Slelo. Hell of Midrabanan. Again, then, when we say he died on Yadalit, then the Kvura was on Yadalit. Doesn't make any difference at all with it. They're saying, look, that's how it always is. But the ikkar is, if the mace died in Yadalit, he has a din einon, even Yadalit the following night, Yeraisa. That therefore could certainly not be Techa Pesach. Of course we say, we're talking that the Kvura was on Yadalit also. It doesn't make a difference if the Kvura was on Yadalit. But in a case, let's say, where the Misa was on Yagibel, he can't be at Einan, Legabe Kachim, the next day. He's only going to be in Einan and Yagimel. But what happened there? Something happened on Yadalit to make him at Einan on Yadalit that night. Kvura itself makes our Ninas only Midrabanan. And what about the yayin of Yadalit? Not relevant to us because he's only eating it at night anyway. What about the yayin of Yadalit to eat other karbanos? Would that be in a day where it was only a kvur? That could also be only a drabanon. He won't be able to eat other kachim. Not the rice of a drabanon. The ikkar is in the din of aninus that will not allow him to eat kachim, that the deraisa is only tali in the misa. If there is misa, he cannot do it. Maybe he can't do it even that night, the deraisa. Maybe, according to the way we're saying now. But at least during the day, that's pashut, that he cannot do it deraisa. That part is pashut. And that'll be enough gemina when Reb Shimon is saying deraisa, when Reb Shimon is saying rabbanan. Amle Rav Ashi the Rav Mari. Well, Ahadik Tani, Amle Rav Shimon, Teda. Sherei Amru, Aydan, Taivo, V'yechel, as Pishkai. And Aydan is able to be Taivo and eat this Pesach of a lovely country, but not from other things. Neimele, Kamidu Lachadna, Yai Misa, Diyaraisa, V'yavrat Liyat, Yayim Kvura the Rabbanan. Kasha. In other words, the Chaira, if he's coming and he's having this dialogue, Reb Shimon, with Reb Yehuda, what are they talking about? Maybe they're talking, what did Reb Yehuda hold? Reb Yehuda held that in Eilis Deraisa. Yeah, which case? Certainly not where he died in Yagibel. He died in Yadalit. Now, what's Reb Shimon talking about? Comes out, they're not talking, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. If Reb Shimon is talking, when Reb Shimon is talking, he's also minded that it's a deraisa Reb Shimon. If the misa was on Yedalit, so what does it mean that over here, that he's arguing with the Yehuda? So the Gemara, why didn't he just say back and say, what do you mean? In Gemara, it's Nacho, Kansha Beis, they Malay, Kabina Lachada Ye Misa deraisa, Beyondly, I get where the rabbanon. What are you talking? I'm not talking about that. Kasha, Abai, lo kasha. Which number is this? Number four. But in other words, we still have to steer in. Kasha beis kaidim chatzais. Here we're talking that he died. Kaidim chatzais on Erev Yotif. He died before the mizman of the mitzvah of bringing the Karban Pesach takes place, and therefore the Anidus kicked in. The Anidus kicked in because the Anidus was chal before the mitzvah, preempted the mitzvah.
He didn't send it yet.
Pardon me?
He didn't send it yet?
He didn't send it yet. Doesn't make a difference if he sent it either. No, that part doesn't make a difference. Kad shebeis liyacha chatzois. Koidim chatzois. Well, what's the difference? Koidim chatzois. The lowest in the Pesach. Before chatzois, it wasn't right for a Pesach. Can't bring a Pesach before chatzois. Chai lo le'adinus. The adinus is chal. Acha chatzois. However, after chatzois. They didn't see the Pesach. That it is right for Pesach. Lo chai lo le'adinus. Over there, the Adidus is not going to be chal because it was already incumbent upon him the mitzvah of the Pesach. Wait, hold on a second. Umi na tebra the shadi lebe kaidim chatzais be liyacha chatzais. How do you know there isn't? We're going to see a difference between before and after. Let's see the way Rashi said here in the Teretz that we have in Abaye. See what Rashi said in Abaye. No, wait, so. Abai Habar, eating me, I Misa. They're talking that the death took place on Yedalad. The death, the Misa was on Yedalad, and the other body in the slile of the Reb Shimon. The Rabban, it's the Rabbanan over here, it said the Rabbanan. But the Tani Bebraisa, that which we learned in the Braisa, Pesach, Eino, Baba Adinas, that the Pesach does not come by Nimitz. We're talking over here, Kishabes, Kaidim Chatzos. We're talking over here where the Misa and the Adinus preempted the Chiyah Pesach. Kishabes, Kaidim Chatzos, Rachbana Dachia, Meyaikra. The Pasik from that of the Darshinin. From that Pasik that the Gemara Darshan that we brought before, the Braisa Kishushalai, who maybe. Not where he's in Ida. But Tani, and that which we learned with Sachin, time of the Echal Peskai. It's talking where Abba Baisi Lay, so what do you see that the Ida comes on his Daichet? Not Daichet. Abba Baisi Lay, Ida, Kishemes, Achar Chatzais. You see, he brings it as an Ida, and he even thought he died afterwards. After Chatzais. The Kadma Chayma Shchitas Pesach. That the Chodma Chayma Shchitas Pesach before the Anidus, the Silo Dachilei Anidus, Mila Shaleach Karbono, and therefore, it's not Deichid the Anidus from bringing it. Umil Koch Shmamina Anidus, however, Milo Koch Shmamina, Anidus Lila Drabonin, why to Ibi Doraisa, if Ubi Doraisa he, hello Hava Ochil, he wouldn't be able to. The he the kodba, zolzai the kodba. Why was shechita the adidus? Yeah, but he burnt probably right. Avol chayvus achila, the chayvus achila would not be relevant. Like kodba lay, the achila sachem lemaakva. Something else takes place afterwards that will prevent it from eating it. It's not going to be maakim to pesach. La abaya el lemishum dadin slaylo must be holstered rabbanan. They didn't insist on having a B'machim Karis. The deal might be level of shachet. Okay.
then we don't have to amend.
We don't amend the Brice. Yeah, we don't change the gear. So according to this, it's very good. The Brice is looking where he died in the Adalid. Now, yeah, and he died in the Adalid after Chatzos. Correct. Right after Chatzos.
Did he have to send
carbon? No, he did. That's like here. No. He died before Chatzos. Before Chatzos. Yeah. Let me theorize over here. Wait. So there's a difference before Chatzos and after Chatzos. We don't type in the Shani Lemay Kaidam Hatzais Leacha Hatzais. Where do you find us? Adaf Gemina. The Tana, like we learned. Lo Yitama Mitzvah. We have a Machlaikis Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael. They're in the Svarachan and in Saita. Where a person has to be the Tama to one of his relatives. A Kayin, even if he's a Kayin. Lo Yitama Mitzvah. Lo Yitama Mitzvah. Lo Yitama Mitzvah. Let's say he doesn't want to do it. You force him to become Tama to one of his relatives. His wife died on Erev Pesach when he had to bring the carpet. He wanted to bring the carpet. He did not want to become tameh. And they came and they were mitameh him balkarcho. Or aminu. What do you mean aminu? Why did we have all the deedim that if a person, let's say, is a kohen, even a nazir, that even relatives, he's not able to become tameh? Let's say we have a case, for example, he comes to shech his carpet Pesach, or he goes to do it. We have two ways to learn the Lomolos, but no, maybe it has nothing to do with Pesach at all. Maybe it's just because it's a Chayiv Karis, because the mitzvah of a Chayiv Karis, Lomolos, but no, even though for him there's no Karis, it's a Chayiv Karis for the son when he grows up. But it shows that there are two cases that are two independent cases. One's Pesach, one is Mila. Or maybe it means it's all Erev Pesach. And he's not going to be able to bring the carbon Pesach because of Mila's Charim that are Ma'akim. That's Machlaikis that we have. Rashi here learns one way. Rashi of Brachis has both ways. The Shama Shemeshlo base. And what happens? He's going to shech the carbon Pesach and he hears that a relative died. I might have thought, Yacho Yitame, I might have thought, maybe I'll the covet of the Chayra, what it means is, of the covet of the mace, let him eschew the mitzvah of Karpet Pesach and go take care of the mace. He does not. Abrek lo yitamer, he does not do that. There are other people that could do it, we're talking. Not a mace mitzvah. So there, and therefore, I might have thought that as a relative, maybe it's more important for to be the tapel with the mace than it is with the Karpet Pesach. It's not. He's not able to become tamer. Yacho, I might have thought shalom yitame la'achaisai, kishayim, that he's not betame la'achaisai, kachay betame l'meis mitzvah. Let's say if he doesn't do it, nobody's going to do it. It's going to be a bizayin for the meis. For achaisai, who the aid of betame, he's not betame to his sister, a kohen. Even though normally he's able to be betame to his sister. With sister achaisai apsula.
So we're talking about a Nazir who's a Kayan Gadol.
Yeah.
We're talking about a Nazir who's a Kayan Gadol here, right?
Everybody's talking here.
Nazir who's a Kayan Gadol.
See, Nazir coming, Nazir also. Yeah, Kayan or a Nazir.
Aren't we talking about a Nazir who's a Kayan Gadol? And this was...
We're talking over here about a Kayan can. Normally a Kayan can. He can't be the Tami Lachaisa. He's a Nazir. He's a Nazir. Over here, so Lachaisa, Lachaisa, who did a Mitame? Alma Mitame, who the base Switzerland. Lav Shmabina. So what's the difference? Lav Shmabina. Hey, I'm going to have a Lachaisa. Lachaisa, who did a Mitame? But he is able to be mitame to a beis mitzvah. No, even again, let's say he'd be a kohen. No, let's say he'd be a regular kohen. And he's doing it for Korban Pesach. Normally, he's giving it to Hamelach Chayson, but not over here. He's going Lishkan as Bishkan. And Nazir can never be Metabe Lachayson. Over here, he is able to be Metabe, but not over here. It's Pesach. He's going to bring a Korban Pesach. Of a Tabi Hilamates Mitzvah. Lav Shbamina. Don't we see this? What's the difference in the two cases? No, 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 it's nothing to do with that. We're talking Liachar Chatzais. We're talking over here where he died, Liachar Chatzais even. Maybe it just means Vaha Rabbi Shmuel, Vaha Rabbi Akiva. Maybe the difference that we have in the prices. Oh, wait a second. Did I skip something here?
No.
So the Gemara says maybe it's no Raya B'chlal from here, because maybe there is no problem over here. It just goes to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, whether Lo Yitabe is a mitzvah or not. But Rabbi maybe it's a difference. Rabbi Shmuel holds something is a rishus. But Rabbi Akiva decides Lo Yitabe rishus, Dibe Rabbi Shmuel. It's an optional thing, a new optional thing. You cannot do it. The Mokum Korban Pesach. Rabbi Akiva, Imer Chayva. And therefore, it's a chayva to do it, and therefore, in that case, and therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, since it's a mitzvah, you would do it, even b'machon korban Pesach. Loisal gadaitach. Tereshia dahi Rabbi Akiva katani lam. I can't just attribute it to different tanoim, the sanya Rabbi Akiva Imer. Says in that price, nefesh, elu akraivim. May sailor chaykim, and we darshin la'avivena mitame ava mitame hulameis mitzvah. We have what? There's a drasha where it says la'avivena ima. We go at other relatives that we have. La'aviv is not mitame, but he's mitame to a meis mitzvah. The ima. What is the ima? It says in the pasuk. Hayakayin mehunazir. That's where it gets more complicated. He's a Kayin and he's also a Nazir. What is the din over there? Le'ima hu di'ena mitame. Le'ima hu le'meis mitzvah. Le'achim, what does it say that? She'im ha'ya Kayin gadoli mi. Hu Nazir. Look at the Kedusha that he has here. He's a Kayin gadol and he's a Nazir. Le'achim hu di'ena mitame. But even he, as holy as he is, so what's it now adding another thing? That's our case where it comes to me, like our case. Why is it coming to tell me, if he can't be Metabe La'chaisa? If he can't be Metabe, even a cut, what is that? I mean, Shahalach, Lishchan, his peace, Chaybalabal, his Beno. Yachal Yitabe, Yabrit Lo Yitabe. No, don't say that he's not able to be Metabe, to be Mevatel Korban Pesach, just because he's a relative and he should become Tabe. Yachal, Kishem Shem Metabe Lachaisai. Maybe Kachayda Metabe Lameis Mitzvah. Tamad Laimabe Lachaisai, Lachaisai Metabe Lameis Mitzvah. So it's all one thing here. We're talking about, we're not tributing different about the Amrim. These are all Chidushim in the Dinim. Akula that we have for a base mitzvah. Other people, there is no heter to be metame. Other people, there's not going to be any heter to be metame for any relative whatsoever. Over here, in this case, on a nazir or a kayin gadol. But, a nazir or a kayin gadol, but for a base mitzvah, he can. Base mitzvah super overrides everything. And therefore, so what do we have? There's an Orion.
No, there's
a Orion. The whole thing is Rabbi Akiva.
That's the
Orion.
And the
Sira. And we, we have, what's going to be the answer to the Sira over here? God kind of says, yeah, but from over here, it's not Orion. I mean, the Gemara is asking, how do you notice the difference between Kodim Chatzais and Nachar Chatzais?
Maybe it's
Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, it tastes like that.
Can't be
that. Yeah, but it's over here. It's not. But so according to this, what is the answer to this theory of Reb Shimon? I mean, this is talking about a different thing. Now, what is the difference between Kaidim Chatzais and the Acha Chatzais? Do we have a raya to this Shaila? In Ishma Sodom, we have a big Shaila. Remember, we talked about it when we were in Sachet from Arashi. Are we Mechuyim now, December, whatever it is, in the Mitzvah of Karban Pesach? So you say, what? What's about Mishigasa does? What are you asking over here? Can't bring Karban Pesach now. Yeah, but let's say, comes Yudalad Nissan. We're not going to be able to afford the plane fare to go to Eretz Yisrael to the Beis HaMikdash and to bring the Karban Pesach. Unless we make attempts now to book tickets, make money, and make them, we should be able to get there on Erev Pesach to bring the Karban Pesach, to buy a sheep, have a place to stay in a hotel room. We're going to have to go and buy a ticket. We should be able to be there. We are Mechuyev now. You know why we're Mechuyev now? Because we're Mechuyev in all Tarion Fitzmas. When we will implement it, Erev Pesach, they will implement it. But the establishments that we have to do that is now, because now we are responsible for all the mitzvahs, and if it will actually be fulfilled later, I have to worry about it now also. Or maybe not. Maybe I don't have to worry about the mitzvah of Pesach, until Chatzos, Erev Yedal. I don't have to worry about it in December. I don't have to worry about how I'm going to wind up buying an Esrig in September. I don't have to worry about that. Now, I'll come September, I'll worry about it then.
Erev
Yontif. Not even Erev Yontif. Or Yontif. Then the Nishmasavdom comes. Says from over here, you see, what's the difference between kind of Chatzais and Lacher Chatzais? What is it? It's causing to go ahead and do it. Even kind of Chatzais, I have to, I can't go and bring it. But I'm a choyin kind of Chatzais, just like Lacher Chatzais. It's throwing a monkey wrench, only because you know that he's got that dog, but he's going to bring it up also. The favorite. Yeah, very good. Preemptive. Happens to be, of course, we know the Rambam, the Rosh Mahal, there's no bigger by Korban Pesach. They learned the part different. All right, we're good. But the Mishmas Adam comes and he says that before there is nothing, there is no of this. And he brings a raya. And he brings a raya from here. It's like Ayatollah Maghreb. I'm like, we thunk Mishaifer. And we really saw it in a Rashi. In Sachim, Tusach and Tzabach Tes, we have a Rai from a Rashi. We have a Gatsamach, a Gatsadiyu, the Gabi this did. Now is it how do you hold a Rai, or it's not all, you know, that's not a Rai from over here. Maybe over here he doesn't have the same thing. Aber Lamaisa, when we talk about it, the Chiyuv, the Poyol, is to do it all the Amad after Chatzos. I don't know. I wouldn't be saying that from over here. You know, I have a raya, Lugabi this did, but the Shadish Masadam uses this as a marker for what it is for coming out like that. The raya that we have, I mean, we brought the raya, the raya is from Rashi. From Rashi himself, we had the raya. Others bring the raya also. I mean, I think that we have a marker in Avram. We have all this, but the Nishmasana brings the Raya from here. He brings the Raya from here, from over here, not the small from over here. Mamash that Ad Kadei Kach. There will be such a Raya from here.
When
the Mitzvah kicks in? Okay, so when the Mitzvah kicks in?
No.
Only when this bad comes.
No, the Hashah, I think the Shaper, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That is Budman. So you know that if it's really a Chassidus if you're going to prepare. In other words, Mishtar Barav Shabbos Yechol B'Shabbos, you know? I mean, yeah. But let's say a person did not make sure, did not prepare to have a Shofar or the other of Rosh Hashanah. He says, why I'm not Mechayiv now? I'm going to make Ishtadlis on Rosh Hashanah. He goes all over Rosh Hashanah, Mamish, to try and get hold of a Shofar. So before I didn't have to do anything. And it comes out he was not able to procure a Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Is he a Mevatel of Mitzvah Saseh? No. Or is he not Mevatel of Mitzvah? He's an Oinus. He tried to get it then. Tried to get a Lulav. Yeah. On the first day Yontem, I didn't prepare in advance to go ahead and buy a Lulav. All right. It's not his fault. He didn't do anything that he was not supposed to do. He doesn't. What? But as again, say he's a Mevatel of Mitzvah. He's not a Mevatel of Mitzvah. He's an Oinus. Or not. He's not an Oinus. He's a Paisheya. He's not an Oinus. He's a Paisheya. He's a Paisheya because he should have done it before.
I didn't have a Chiyuv before.
Yeah, according to this. What is it? Do you have a Chiyuv before to buy a Lulav at Esrei? Well, you don't have a Chiyuv. Don't worry about it until Dayan Tzara B'Shaita. Don't worry about it until the Zman HaChiyuv comes. You don't have to worry in December about getting to Eretz Israel and procuring tickets for a plane or hotel reservations that you should be able to be there. Erev Pesach, you should be able to bring a Korban Pesach. You don't have to do that. Or maybe you do.
Is there a separate mitzvah of preparation?
No. All right, so now and then maybe we have another issue. Maybe there's another thing. It's only a Hechsher. It's only a Hechsher. It's Bakshirin. What is it? Bakshirin, the most. And that's the deal that we have over here. Shells by the Rav Gemara is going to be taller and all that.
Well,
all right.
Let's see if you're still in. Are you
Machiav?
Same thing. If you don't know, I'm right now, I don't get it. Think about it. I mean, there's a lot of Sada, and you know, if you have them, yeah, you know, constantly. But what's in the Chiv? The middle of the hill.
Yeah.
That's
24
hours.
What do you mean by 12? I don't know what you mean. If a person did not have tefillin now, he has mechuyev in the mitzvah of tefillin now.
Yes.
He would have to do it now. Now, of course he has to do it. Why? No, this is only like, we're only talking about a mitzvah that are kavua lahem zman. If there's a mitzvah which is kavua lahem zman, that's why I took these. Shofar, lulav, Pesach, I'm not talking about other mitzvahs that are kavua hazman. You have to make sure that you have matzahs for Pesach now. You've got to go ahead, get in touch with the matzah bakery. Remember, you should want to get place in order because if you don't do it, you're not going to get it later. Don't worry about matzahs in December. Only we're talking about mitzvahs that are kavua hazman. Mitzvahs that are kavua hazman. When is the zman to be mapped on? That's the deal that we have. In my sefer, I have a whole thing on this.
Rebbe quotes from Yosef Engel.
What?
Rebbe quotes from Yosef Engel from the Lekech Tov. In Rebbe's sefer, Rebbe quotes from Yosef Engel.
I think I bring the Lekech Tov.
Yes, Rebbe does. Rebbe does. And Rebbe also brings from the Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Very bad, I know I did. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
But the Rebbe has a tremendous, at the end of the piece, Rebbe calls for the Lubavitcher Rebbe. No, but yes, the Rebbe has a beautiful insight because the Rambam, at the beginning of Zmanim,
I read the whole thing.
I read the whole thing. It's a really beautiful piece, actually. But the Rebbe quotes, because the Rambam at the beginning of Zmanim quotes a pasuk, Nachalti Eidei Sechol Li'Olam. At the beginning of Zmanim, that's where the Rebbe was coming from. The beginning of Zmanim, the Rambam quotes a pasuk.
Yeah, that's where I bring
that's
it.
His
the
highlight. Yes, Rebbe quotes it.
The
Le'olam
means
Le'olam. Kisasang libihema. Right. Because Le'olam. The Chalti Eidoisechol Le'olam Kisasang libihema. That's a Rebbe quote.
It has to be. It's a beautiful. That's me in front of my eyes the entire year.
Exactly. The nicer, the nicer are you. It's Rebbe's beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful piece, Rebbe.
The Nishmas Adam brings the raya from here. You want to take a look at the.
It's a very difficult.
Klal Sabaches. People want to look at the Klal Sabaches. Al Kapadim, we have a steer in Reb Shimon. I have a different way so far of reconciling the steer. Now what?
Number five.
Now we have another way. So this is what? I lost track. Number five. Rabba Amar, another Yishuv to the steer in Reb Shimon. Evi, something which is similar, but different. Rabba Amar, evi is liyachar chatzais, that he died. He died after Chatzais. But there's a difference with Aikasha. God kind of Sheshachto, Mizarko, Alav. If he died before the Shechita, again, if he died before the Shechita, the Daninus kicks in immediately. God kind of Sheshachto, Mizarko, Kadli, Achar, Sheshachto, Mizarko, Alav. We're talking over here where he started the mitzvah already. And then he died. Amalei Rabbana Bar Basta L'Rava Achar Sheshach Nizarko Ez Damo Mayna Ava Hava. What? There should be no reason for him to eat the Korban Pesach. He was Yotze already.
Ayachila?
It's only Mavato the Achila, but that is not the Chiv Karis. The Chiv Karis is it. Everybody should hear this. The Chiv Karis that there is by the Korban Pesach is not bringing the Korban Pesach. Let's say a person brought the Korban Pesach and he got sick. He couldn't eat it by Lila. He got sick for some reason. He got a stomach that he can't swallow or something like that. Annoyingness happened. Or maybe he brought the Korban Pesach and it got lost, or a dog came and it took the meat of the Korban Pesach, and he ate it up. And the end, lo and behold, that night he can't be the kind of, he's an oinus, he can't do the mitzvah of achilu. But he was yaitzah d'akrav of the Pesach, because at the time of d'akrav of the Pesach, it was right for him to eat. The fact that something else happened afterwards, over here, like aninus, you only bring a Pesach shady. Well, you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah of bringing the Pesach. Over here, you don't bring a Pesach. You're a Yaitzah. You're a Yaitzah the mitzvah of bringing the Korban Pesach. There's a separate mitzvah of Achilas Pesach. That already, you're an Odyssey and we're not Mekayim. So over here, it's a Maida Havahama. See the Rav Rashi, but Maida Havahama. Hare Niftar, you're putter from it. The Maidachi Achilah, why should the Achilah be Deicha? I need this Lila, which is the Rabbanan even. The bringing, lahavi, to bring the carbon. The low shy is slightly like life. If you're not going to be bothering to eat it, so basically you can't bring a Pesach. That's not going to be roi lachilu. He'll come, therefore, Lohabina Divreya, therefore, so the Rabbanin, we're not Maimid Divreya, but Vadinus Lila. Alarava, Abai Lohabina, why not the Hakvar Shacham is the Iker, it's for your Mikayan. This is no different than Achila of other things. You brought the Korban Pesach. The Chaimer of Pesach, which carries with it a Chiv Karis, is not the Achila. Let's say a person that had been amazing. He brought a Korban Pesach. Then he says, I don't feel like eating the meat. I'm not going to eat it, but amazing. Must I have carbs for that?
I'm going to take a nap.
Pardon me? I'm going to take a nap. Yeah, I don't want to do it. It's carbs only for not bringing the Pesach. And therefore, that's not acceptable. So do I, Soteris. Omar Le Ravina, no. That's not true. We have another din. According to Rabba Bar Avuna, which we don't know yet, we'll have to see what that is, who holds, not like the way we just got finished saying, not like the way the halacha is. He holds that the achila the pile is ba'akis, not the way we hold the halacha. Not karis, but it's ba'akis. Not yet, but you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah of the Pesach. He holds ba'akis the mitzvah of the hakrava even. And he said, listen, by Tukamalach Rabbah Ravina, it says, Shabala, Sheyafe, Hisham, Heshimcha, Oshay Luska, Mesech Shmuitzke, I'd soon give the Rabbah Baravuna. It says, in other words, listen carefully to what Rabbah Yerebi, Ravina, Ravina Shabala, Sheyafe, Heshimcha. Al-Shay Luska. He answered properly. What are we referring to? Nisanya, my Rabbi Baruchan and Nisanya. Yayim Shmuel, what do we have here? We have three categories of how a person can have certain dinim of Avelis that are chal on him. What are they? Yayim Shmuel. Let's say it's a day where he heard that he became an Avel 30 days. Yayim Shmua, Ki Yayim Kibura, Le Mitzvah Shiva Shleishet, Olachi Lesusach. We have again Nachum. The day that he heard about it, 30 days, will have the same status in Hilchus Avelis, like the day of a Kvura, not the day of a Misa, but the day of a Kvura, which is in the Rabbanim. The mitzvah is for what? Shiva, that means that the Yom Kvura will create a din of Shiva's Yom Avelis, the day of Yom Shmua, he hears about it, Tech Shlosh and Yom. 2 days afterwards, he has to say, Shimon, he'll have the dinim of Shleisha. Well, Achilles and Tzachim. Ki Yayim, Achilles and Tzachim, ki Yayim Likin Atzachim. And when it comes to eating the Korban Pesach, he'll have his din of Likin Atzachim, which is the most cow of all the meats that they exhumed the mace. Whenever it is, years, could be even years afterwards, they'll have a din over there for that.
Moved to Eretz Israel.
I moved to Eretz Israel or whatever, maybe it was COVID or something like that. They zoomed the mace and they meet and referred him somewhere else. That's the most cow, the God the old din of Avelis, and that will have the din by the Korban Pesach, you'll have the same kulis of that. The Yechol Bekotchen Le'erev. L'achil Pesachim. And by both of them, by Yayim Kvura and Yayim Shmua, you'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Yayim Kvura, the mitzvah, Yayim Shmua, you'll be able to eat it, the Arif. Hagufa Kasha, Fredigmar, Abed Yayim Shmua, Ki Yayim Kvura, the mitzvah, Shimu Shleishin, Uleachilas Mitzachim, then, ki yayim ligan atzabes, ki like the day of the ligan atzabes. The cloud, the yayim kvura, the gabi achilus psachim, it would seem to have a day, not like the day of the kvura, that's the one ligan atzabes, that's what we're saying. And now what's what would be mashma what? The cloud, the yayim kvura, filu liyar of nami lo achim. Otherwise, why are you telling me that has to be like ligan atzabes? You're telling me that Megabi Achilas Yitzchakim has a din of Likud Atzam. It's not like the Yayim Kvura. Mashma Yayim Kvura. What will happen if it's Yayim Kvura? Which means, what does it mean Yayim Kvura? He died when? On the 13th. And now, on the 14th, there was a Kvura. So over there, why are you telling me what? Yayim Kvura, he's not going to be allowed to eat. So the Gemara, what a tiny Elazar time of Echel, their cuts of the Arab. A feel of the Abnahilachim. The hundred tiny Elazar, Echazar, tell Echel, the cuts of the Arab. But even you can eat by your kur. From Chista Tadoi. Rabba Baravuna Omar, and this is the thing that we're interested in. Rabba Baravuna Omar, like Hashem. God Sheshama Shmua Al Mesal. One speaking where he heard about it. Sabot Lishkia Sachaba, before Shkia Sachaba. The Cheng Shalikta Lo Atsabis. Sabot Lishkia Sachaba. They did it be also before Shkia. The Cheng Shemes Lo Mace. The Kavro, Sabot Lishkia Sachaba. And also he heard about the Mace. They buried him before Shkia Sachaba. The Kav, the Acha Shkia Sachaba. What do you mean? So what? They brought a carbon Pesach, and then what? Then he died, and they're not going to be able to eat it. Why? So, well, by the Havahava. Same thing that we said before. Because then nothing had happened yet. It's only something you have later that does not allow him to eat. It must be. Why is it not a problem by the Havahava? That's the reason we're bringing all this. Bringing it to come and tell us because something is affected by it, according to him. Shmami Nachilus, we talk about Akva, if you can't wind up eating it, you're not wind, you don't wind up being Gaitanak Rabbi Ethan. And Ramashi Aramai, Echad Zeh Hachikamer, Echad Yayim Shvua. The Echad Yai, what does it mean? Echad v'Echad. Echad Zeh v'Echad Zeh. That means both. Yai Shmua, v'Echad Yai Glikon Atzavis. Tovu v'Echad Bishchem Li'erev. That's what he says. He goes on those two. That those two, you would be allowed. Yai Shmua, and the Yai Shmua, and the Glikon Atzavis. What do you mean? What do you mean? That's not acceptable joke. What is the antecedent that we have here? We're talking about Yad Shmua and Yad Likud HaTzavis. Why don't you just say Zeh Zeh Mivaylei, not Echad Zeh, the Echad Zeh? I'm not sure about the fact that you're elaborating, you're being myrish, and being so verbose, you're Abi Elishmavi Navadusahi. And what are we talking about? What are we saying here? Obviously, it's going on what? On the dead of Yad Kvuru. Now, the chayr, this is going to be taloi in a machlekes tadoi. Until when does the adninus last? Admas, let me see what this means. Kol hayayim. Now, when we know kol hayayim means what? Let's see what this means. We don't know what the terms over here are. Rabbi Aimer, Kol Zman Shalai Nitmar. Now, what is that? What?
The Arisa we talked about, I guess, and once we signed it?
Well, let's see what it says. It could be both. Echad said, a Rabbi says what? No, but this is either. We'll see what the possibilities of what it means. Kol Zman Shalai Nitmar, Bayeskinen. Ilema B.I. Misa. When we're talking about the Aninus, Aninus that come from what? Yad Misa or Yad Kvura? Eleven B.I. Misa. Mika the less like B.I. Misa, the toughest Lalo. Need a Rabbanan? What do you mean only B.I.? B.I. means B.I. not Balilo. So you mean there's a Tana who holds that there's no din of Anina Slala at all, even Need a Rabbanan? What did the first Tana hold? And must I be saying it all of Kol Hayayim. Mean what? Not Balilo. How could that be? There's everybody holds at least it's been Rabbanan that's tough as Layla. The Sue Rebbe Oimer calls Bahad Shalom Nikmar. What does that mean? Hi Kavro, what do you mean? Ha Kavro. Ishtere Lele. In Mashma, what? Ha Kavro, Ishtere Lele. Yeah, Ha Kavro, Ishtere Lele. Again, what is this again? That's what's the sheet to say over here again. The Ikabre Ishtari, the Ikabre Ishtari like. Because what did he say? The Rebbe said what? Kol Zman Shelo Nikmar, Vice Vice, after the Kvura. Yeah, after the Kvura, it's Booker. Hazay, Amika, the Leslay, Bacharisa, Kiyai Mar. Whoever hold our necessity. Even after the Kvura, the Yayim, Al Shiloh, the whole Sugya that we have in the last two blocks. It's not the Dinim the Rice, the Dinim the Rabbanans of Lila. The yayin, we didn't talk about that. Avada, it says it of a kvur of an oin, and he's not allowed to eat the yayin of the misa, even after the kvur. Nachrisik Eimar, Amar Ram Sheshes, Ayayin, it's not going on the day of the misa, Ayayin kvur koyin. It's going on the yayin kvur only. And Masla Rav Yosef El Harik Tadi, Shomei Al Mesa. Look at what we're saying here. Malakarat Sabis, Taimel Viechel, Kutchim, the Erev, Ishmael Shabei Al Mesa. Now, what about the Kvura itself? The Klal, the Kvura, even by Erev, he doesn't eat. Habadi, light of the way we're saying, nobody holds like that. That's not a Kaaba or Rebbe. The whole nomenclature over here is very elusive. Nobody said that in this machlekes that we have. When the machlekes Rebbe and the Tanakaba, Rebbe said, Admosai b'sayin alav, kol hayayim, and Rebbe says, kol zmachal nikbar. Nobody says, balayla. What's going on here? Called the eight kvura, feel the Arab nami lo achil. Even the Arab, I mean, he doesn't eat. Nobody. Because what, let's say the kvura was not, he doesn't even then. Mash about what? Even later. If the kvura was later. Ella tritz, ad basa, I be cited in Allah. Call I say hi, yayim, the lelo. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Oimer calls batch a lay nikbar at all. Aval nikbar below lelo. That day you're able to dispense with the lila. Mulchai beinder Rav Yirmiya. Amar he said gaber rabbi Rav Yosef lema achi lema the Rebbe lekula. You mean to tell me Rebbe is on here? It's a gemaltik a kula. He's saying what's this a kvura? There's no more. If by your kvura, by your kvura. Look what Rebbe said. Afilu mikad yad asura yamin. Ibe Rebbe. That's a very big cobra. They said, Baba Shay, 10 days in. Rachabam and said, well, I'll say, yad bilbad. Now let's read something. I'd must say, we say another shot of what this is. I'd must say, he'll be saying, I'll call I say, below Lalo. Same thing. Rebbe Oimer. Cholzman Shalai Nikbar. Beim Nikbar. Tevis Lalo. There it's different. He is coming to tell us that there are chumra of doing Lila. So we would never have been machaven to this. Amura Kabeta Rava. Be the Ka'oba Rebbe Yayim Kabura. Tevis Lalo. Be the Rabbanin. The cloud, the ayat misa, tevislelo mi daraisa. If I'm telling me over here, the chiddush of only by yayat kvura would seem, yayat misa is not relevant over here. There could even be a din daraisa. The sava rebbe, a din daraisa. Daraisa. Can that work? It goes back to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda against Rabbi Shimon said, we were arguing with that. Botanya hein hayayim, ani hayayim, asar v'lai labutar. Like Moshe Rabbeinu here, Moshe and Aaron, l'dayris, v'ein v'yayim, v'ein v'lai lo asar. Hebrew Rabbi Yehuda, this is our Rabbi Yehuda that we had before, Helos Daraisa. And what else do we have here? Rabbi Yehuda, no, ani this lila, atomid, elimidibre, which means that the Rabbi holds that's the Rabbanan. What are you telling me? He holds us to Raisa. Something about Elamini Reciferim. Lalam the Rabbanan he. Chachami Masu Chizik Levibrehem Yaisa Mishel Taira. When Rebbe holds that it's going to be Usher, he does not mean that it's going to be the Raisa. Rabbanan is going to be the Rabbanan with very big chumras. Sometimes the Rabbanan make a takana, that they make it even. Even Yosef Michel Tyre. They make it more than the way it is with the Raisa. Yeah, Rashi over here said, Oh, Machomas, Chizik, Lidibrahim, Yosef Michel Tyre, Lidvareha. Sometimes we can have a din that the Torah asers aninas yoyim. The rabbis come and say not only is it aser yoyim by kvura, it's aser even balayla. The rabbis, they sometimes are able to impose such a itakana to make it more chomer than what the din deraisa of aninas would really be.
Why
kvura? Well, really, to make sure to ensure the fact that the rabbis are not here too. All right, that's our shem. We'll pick it up.
Yeah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.